After the important outcomes of the ACE study were unveiled, there was a lot of questions is if they were accurate across different populations of people. So Dr. Roy Wade, who worked in Philadelphia, wanted to find out if the people that he worked with, who were much younger, mostly people of color in an urban setting, would experience the same types of outcomes that were found in the ACEs study. And what he found, he did a survey that was called the Urban ACEs and asked many people who were much younger in this population group, with an average age of 34 versus 56 in the original study, and asked about what kind of adversity they experienced before the age of 18. And what he found was that, there were some differences. Like, instead of losing an adult or a parent before the age of 18, like that if they had been just born into a home with only one parent. And then there were five new definitions of trauma that were added to the original 10, such as experiencing racism, witnessing violence, living in an unsafe neighborhood, ever being placed in foster care, and experiencing bullying. And what he found was that these were just as great of predictors as the original 10 ACEs that were in the original ACE study. So the same exact health-related results were found, with the exception of an increased risk of heart disease. But that was most likely because the people that Roy Wade was working with were so much younger.